fuck were you saying about black people 5 minutes ago?
I was saying that they're dumb, they smell weird, and I don't understand why there was her chimneys, you know? Oh, wait, are you talking about the race of people? That's fucked up. No, that's not what I meant. Let me backpedal here. I wasn't talking about those black people. I was talking about the chimney sweepers in the 1920s.
Kids?
Yeah. Yeah, they're covered in coal dust.
Soot.
Yeah, soot. They're the original blackface, if you really think about it.
Okay.
Cancel poor kids from the 1920s. Let's do it.
Exactly.
Fuck them.
Children yearning for the minds coming back to work.
Yeah. So what were you saying about Asians, though? It seemed a little fucked up.
They're graded at an unfair rate compared to students of other races to get into colleges.
Okay, specifically it was about Asian women?
Ah, they don't drive well.
Oh, okay. Well, I think what's fucked up about that is the Asian part, because yes, Asians... It's offensive that you would say Asians don't drive well, but women, for being honest... Don't make a white. Oolongs?
Mm-hmm.
Don't make a white?
No, they don't drive right.
Wow.
Because we're not trying to make a white.
Wow, that's offensive.
Trying to
drive right. That's offensive. I can't even do a fucking Asian accent. I'm broken. I'm fucking broken, guys.
Can't do voices
yep.
now.
See what happens? See what happens? She fucked the voices out of me. You know what I mean?
She throat fucked the voices out of him.
Yep, with a strap on the size of, well.
Have you guys ever seen a Mandingo video?
Jesus Christ. Oh my God. what happened in sports this week? Because this is a sports podcast.
It was at one point.
At one point, it's kind of turned into just nonsense.
It's turned into therapy, essentially.
Tomfoolery and, therapy.
Except it's free.
Yeah.
Except for the alcohol I purchased.
Yeah, the alcohol is the expensive part. I don't have an ashtray.
I'm not getting back up.
Yeah.
I'm locked in.
That's fair.
I'm locked in.
I'll just ash on the floor.
Please don't.
You
fucking Neanderthal.
Here, let's, hold up. Let me call somebody, and we'll have them come over, and they can just open their mouth, and I'll ash into their mouth.
Hey, Michael.
Dude, that was the funniest shit when I was editing. I couldn't stop laughing. The part where we were talking about smashing mailboxes. And I was like, oh, we'll just stick somebody out the window. Like the dumbest person we know. And you're like, hey, Mike.
I got him early in the podcast with a fucking killer dad joke.
Yeah.
It was something about like walking away. I was like, oh, hey, Mike, just like your dad, right?
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh my God. Shit. Jesus Christ. There were so many. It was good. There is part of me who wonders if it's good to us because we were there.
Yeah, it's probably annoying as shit to everyone else.
Yeah, everybody else is just like, this sucks.
It's just drunk retards being drunk retards.
Yeah, and I wonder if anybody actually went back and listened to it because of the rapping part.
No.
I feel like that would be the thing that, like...
Instantly annoyed everybody, yeah.
Like, at least they'd, like listen to a little bit, like, oh, that was fucking stupid. Because it was. And if I'm being honest, anything that's offensive in that section of the rapping part, I edited nothing. I just let it live.
I said a lot.
Huh?
I said a lot.
You did?
Yes.
A lot of...
Yes.
Slurs?
No. I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
I was drunk.
I know there's a lot of N-words in there.
What?
Yeah.
From
Ivo, yeah. Yeah. Because I skimmed over it a little bit, and then I'd hear the N-word. I'm like, whoa. Oh, it was Ivo. Okay, we're good.
Also, peep him in the podcast trying to get us to say the N-word on mic.
Huh?
Him in the podcast being like, you guys can say it.
Oh, was that in there?
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Yeah, that was in there. Everyone in the room said, "No, bro, we're not saying."
Oh my God! I'm so glad that was in there. I thought that was after we ended. The whole night's so scrambled, dude.
It was a trap.
We didn't even finish the tournament.
No.
It literally were like, we'll switch to Xbox, and then it turned into like, okay, now let's rap.
Let's not rap.
Yeah.
Rapping and trapping.
I would be lying if, like, a week after that, I was like, yeah, maybe I could. Like, Ivo hyped me up that much.
The next 2 days, that's all I did. I was just like, yeah, I'm a rapper now. Who the fuck is Jack Harlow?
You know what? Fuck comedy.
Exactly.
We're going to go start selling drugs.
Yes. And?
And we're going to shoot some people.
Yeah.
And we're gonna rob.
Yeah.
You know, we're gonna have some whores.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to be pimps. And,
we're going to fuck.
What a rapper thing. I'm going to beat my wife. You know, it's going to be great. I'm going to start.
We're going to drink a bunch of lean.
We're going to show up at the MTV Music Awards, and we're going to beat up MGK. Because fuck that guy.
Yeah, because we wanted to take a picture with Megan Fox, and he was like, no, that's not cool, fam.
Now, I have to ask you this. Do you like MGK?
I'm indifferent.
You seem like the guy that would like MGK.
No, my brother loves him, so I just have, like, off-bat a disrespect for him.
So your brother's a flaming moron from hell?
A gay retard,
so when your brother first started eating dirt, was it weird to everybody or just people that didn't know him?
No, the other kids with the helmets got it.
Oh, okay.
Murdered.
I don't even know your brother, and I kind of feel bad talking shit.
Cross country.
But at the same time, man, you listen to MGK. Like,
360 no-scoped all the way in Texas, you fucking pussy.
I can't even respect you for that. Yeah, so.
I finally looked into the.
Yeah, it makes more sense now that why Boston suspended him for a year.
He got hit with everything.
Yeah. But
oh, yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, it does.
But they're like, at least you didn't say the N-word.
You can't be doing that.
Yeah.
No, you can't.
Unless you're on a podcast. And then you can torment and verbally abuse your employees all you want.
This is true.
Yeah.
It's part of the contracts.
I mean, yeah. Your mom's house, you know, they do that all the time. The Real Ass Podcast. Anything with Louis J. Gomez, if we're being perfectly honest.
I feel like working for Louis J. Gomez is the closest to the Hunger Games we can get.
Honestly, I feel like that's what it would feel like on camera. I feel like behind the scenes, I feel like he's a different kind of person. Just because of how people take it and kind of laugh about it.
Hey, yo. Pause. Okay. Continue.
You know, how they take it.
Pause.
Hold up, I gotta get it.
And Dalton is meandering to an ashtray. Wow, look at those powerful strides of a man who can barely walk, and he's not even 30.
Listen, I'm fresh off leg day, bro. Have you ever been in the gym this week?
Once, yeah.
Once? Been every day.
Do you want to box about it?
Every day.
Do you want to box about it?
No, I want to throw you.
I mean, you probably can, yeah.
Probably could, yeah. That's right. Because I'm big and strong.
155 pounds. Hell yeah. I'll wreck your existence.
Hell yeah. You know what? Brother. I am not willing to fight you, Todd, but.
You shouldn't be.
We should. You want to arm wrestle?
You're going to win.
I don't know. I don't know how.
110%.
I think you'd be somewhat surprised.
110%.
I think you'd be somewhat surprised.
You're wrong. You've tried to get me to do this before.
I think it'd be closer than you'd think, honestly.
I don't arm wrestle, dog.
I think it'd be closer than... Dude, like, we should go to the gym, though.
I am already drunk. Shut up. I have not been asleep. I am not going to the gym.
No, I mean, like, at some point, we should go to the gym, and I could show you how to, like, you know... Because the thing I'm doing right now, dude, my back is a lot stronger. My arms are getting a lot stronger.
Oh, you've been fucking your mom, too?
Son of a bitch.
And then you burn yourself with your fucking drug addict lighter. This is a great full circle.
This is...
So do you want to move to Indy with Jocelyn and I?
Not at the moment.
Okay, what about in like a year?
Maybe. I gotta save up money before I can do anything.
Because, like, I want to keep doing this shit.
Yeah.
But also, I need to get the fuck out of Illinois and to get into a city where I can actually do fucking comedy every night.
What about, like,
attempt to?
What about, like, St. Louis or something like that?
Maybe. I don't know how cheap St. Louis is, because we were looking at apartments and houses.
I feel like St. Louis, you gotta be careful, because a guy I met through Cody, Cody was telling me that he was telling him his car got stolen. Like, dude pulled up on him, like, with a gun, told him to get out, and, like, took off with his car.
Yeah, that'll happen.
So that, like, you gotta be careful where you live in St. Louis.
Yeah.
I've got, like, cousins that live down there, and they live, like, I want to say, like, 20 minutes outside of St. Louis, and it's way better that way.
Yeah.
Because then you can go to the city, do whatever, but then you're not in the middle of the shit. That's probably the best way to go.
Car, I don't want to have to deal with that problem.
Yeah. Yeah. Indy... I think Indy's crime rate's probably lower.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit more tame.
Indy's one of the chillest cities.
Huh?
Indy's one of the chillest cities I've
ever been to. Yeah, it's super laid back. I really fuck with Indianapolis. I don't fuck with the entire state of Indiana.
No.
That whole fucking shithole can burn for all I care.
If we could swap Indianapolis and Chicago, I would take that trade 10 out of 10.
See, I like Chicago. I will trade them Decatur, Danville, and Springfield for Indianapolis. You know?
And East St. Louis. Throw East St. Louis in there, too.
You got to have a little grit left. You know? You got to have a little toughness.
We already have Chicago. We still have Chicago. You mean?
Yeah, but we got two grit at the bottom, you know? Keep those Missouri motherfuckers in line. You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying?
Keep them Missouri motherfuckers in line.
Speaking of grit sandwiches, so what's this here? I hear about you getting sandwiched between two Mexican guys in an Eiffel Tower situation.
The date was September 26th, 2022. And I finally met Todd's dad for the first time. And he gave me 100 bucks to get fucked by two Mexican guys in the back of a El Taco.
Did you say El Taco instead of Del Taco?
I said Del Taco.
Okay.
God.
There's my new tattoo.
Wow, that's
it's a gun.
Actually, that's kind of cool.
I keep that motherfucking thing on.
Does the wrist bend with your elbow? Like, does it? Kinda.
Yeah, I need to wash it again.
It would have been cool, like. That's always cool if, like, maybe if they moved it back a little bit more, like, the wrist would have bent with it.
Brother.
You know what I mean?
That hurt
but it's,
so fucking much.
Oh, I bet. Right on the, like,
right
elbow?
Right on the elbow bones.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, I don't know when I'm going to get a tattoo, dude.
Do it.
I've thought Let's about see. It, and I don't know what I want to get. I feel like right now I'm in a weird place where, like, if I get one, it's going to be something that I'll regret. I know for sure.
I literally have half an armful of random tattoos. You'll regret everything you don't do.
Yeah, you're right.
Pussy.
Yeah. Like, your mom.
Yeah, she's a good lay.
No. No, that's not where I'm going with this.
Her regretting not getting the abortion.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Shit, you right.
But, yeah. oh, we gotta keep the algorithm happy.
If you're ever arguing with a woman and she just says you ain't shit, just respond with, you right.
You know what?
Just watch the whole argument just dissolve immediately.
I don't know if that would work. I have had very little arguments with women, but I don't think that would work. I don't like arguing. I don't like conflict to begin with. I'll do it if I have to, but, like...
Don't make me get uppity.
Yeah. I'll Not even uppity, just, like, don't piss me off.
I'll hurt your feelings.
Yeah. I mean, Jesus Christ. That's, like... I feel like that's, like, the best thing in a relationship is, like, you can't have somebody that constantly just pisses you off. Like, they have to do, like, positive shit for your life. And you have to do positive shit for their life. Right? Like, it sounds basic and, like, it should be just something that's, like, understood and obvious.
Yeah.
Like, and this isn't something, some far-gone conclusion.
You had it right in the middle and then you said
I stuttered like a bitch. Jesus Christ. All right, it's some foregone conclusion. But it's not at the same time because it seems like a lot of people, especially nowadays, aren't so much interested in that as just like they want aspects of it. You know what I mean? Without the full thing. If that makes sense. They don't want the responsibility of it.
So this just said Dalton doesn't respect women's boundaries.
No. No, I respect women's boundaries. But what I am saying is it's annoying when you feel like you're doing everything.
Yeah.
And
if you're putting everything into a relationship, it's not a relationship. It's you're holding someone hostage.
Yeah. It's irritating and it's annoying, and it's also irritating when somebody won't be honest with you about how they truly feel.
Yes.
And then when you ask them, like, hey, I feel like this is how this is, and then they'd continuously tell you, no, I'm fine, I'm happy, you know, blah, 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 I want you here or whatever. It's a little irritating, you know?
Yes.
Especially when you still feel, like, especially when they don't even, like, realize that. Or they don't respect what you said, so they continue doing what they're doing that makes you feel that way.
Because it's an attention ploy. That's all most relationships now
are. Yeah, it's all
attention.
Yeah, it's attention. It's, I want my freedom still. Which, listen, you can have your freedom still. If you're dating somebody, you should have freedom. Like, I don't understand these guys that get into relationships where it's like, hey, man, I want to hang out. I want to go out to the bar with you, but my girl doesn't want me going out. I don't get that. Like, maybe when you first start dating somebody, you know what I mean? Like, if you, like, a weekend with your girl and you're like, hey, man, like, I can't go out, I would get it. You know what I mean? It's a new relationship. It's fresh. Whatever. But, like, let's say you're dating 6 years. You can't go out with your friends. You guys haven't built up that trust at that point.
I mean, yeah, that's kind of retarded. But it's situational. Because, like, there's some 6-year relationships that shouldn't have even made it 2 weeks.
I mean, yeah. But it's also, it's a thing of, like, the understanding of, maybe there's situations where maybe they have some kind of anxiety about it, about you going out, I guess. But, like, then that has to be communicated, too, and you have to respect them when they say that.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's a tricky thing, is, like, realizing in the moment when you need to respect something like that, especially when they don't communicate that feeling.
Yeah, it's the first feeling out slash, like, getting to know people to where, like, there's certain things that are just make or break at that point. Like, they could say one thing and all of a sudden you're just completely turned off of the idea of them.
Yeah.
That is the most stressful time, I swear.
Yeah. I feel like with my experience, it starts one of two ways, right? And I don't know if you've ever had this happen, but it's either, like, it's really exciting, there's heavy flirting at the beginning, and then at some point it dies off, right? And then things get stale, and then they're not interested anymore, right? Or maybe you lose interest. And quite frankly, I feel like that's the worst shit. Like, it's the hardest to deal with more for me. On a personal level, where like the shit where it's gradual, it's like, it's cool, you know what I mean? But I don't think I've ever really had that either.
Like a take it slow type shit.
Yeah.
Where there's an actual, like, getting to know each other, not just like, hey, I think you're cute. And then that's like the whole basis of the relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I stopped, like, responding to women that when, like, one of the first three things they said to me was, oh, you're attractive or whatever.
Yeah.
Just immediately, nah, I'm good.
Well, I don't know what it is about me, but it just seems like maybe this is my own self insecurity. I feel like people don't really want to get to know me.
I mean, yeah, that's
you know
an insecurity thing.
Yeah.
And I mean that's an aura.
Yeah.
Type deal where like someone can sense the where you don't think you're. Is it Don or Michael?
One of the two.
One of Weast.
But it's even like I'm realizing, I think like hanging out with you and like playing basketball, perfect example, right? The first couple times, like I've met Kaywood once, right? Before that, I think I'd met Aaron once before that, and now it's like if I ran into him at Walmart, I'd be like, "Hey, what's up, dude?" You know what I mean? And it's weird with women, dude. I don't know. Like, there's some like Monique, for example. If I ran into her at Walmart, I'd say hi, because I've known Monique for years.
Yeah.
But like, and I've never had a thing for Monique. She's never had a thing for me. Don't give me that look.
Shut up. I'm sorry.
Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead. What were you thinking?
Nothing. I thought you were going to make a stab at me, but no. I'm
proud. No. I wasn't going to go there. Okay. I wasn't going to go there, buddy. I thought you were going to be like, bullshit. You have feelings. And I'm going to be like, no. But I don't know. It's like, I don't know. They weird me out a little bit. They make me nervous.
Yeah.
You know?
Why do you think, Dalton?
I don't know. It's something weird. Maybe I need to go to therapy or some shit.
Probably.
Figure this shit out, probably. Yeah. I mean, I get along with my mom, you know? I don't think it's a mother issue, right? Let's think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is it because you don't think you'll ever find something like your mom and dad?
I think because sex was always kind of, it was always kind of a taboo thing when I was a kid, that like hitting on women or like talking to women just kind of makes me like weird.
Yeah, there's definitely certain situations where like I will not talk to a woman.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Like, if a lady's at work, no, I'm not going to hit on a lady at work.
Yeah, obviously.
That's fucking weird.
Obviously. I feel like I'm more confident in talking to her, though, if, like, it's a cashier or something.
I mean, yeah.
Because like, there's no, locked. Like, weird thing that could happen there.
Yeah, it's not just...
Yeah.
It's not you pursuing an interaction. It's the interaction happening.
Yeah, and when it does, it's usually some 45-year-old that's got meth mouth, and it's like, ugh. I'm good. I'm all right.
Yeah, every one of them is just like, I like your tattoos.
Yeah.
And they whistle when they say, tattoos.
You're a strapping young gentleman. If I was about 20 years younger, and you're like, thank you. Can I get my cigarettes and get the fuck out of here?
I'd like to get a move on, lady.
No, thank you.
A lady at a gas station gave me a donut today.
Wow.
Yeah. It's fire.
That's a weird way of saying pussy.
No, she gave me a little... what the fuck is the donut?
It's called a vagina.
No, Krispy Kreme.
The British call it cunts.
Oh, you fucking cunt. Yeah. But it was a Krispy Kreme donut.
Krispy Kreme donut.
Crispy?
So.
Cream.
So it was crispy before, and then it was cream afterwards.
Michael snorted. That's how bad that joke was, you piece of shit. He's not even conscious, and he's like, what the fuck was that, bro?
I love how we have a live audience. They're even bored with our fucking conversation.
Yeah, I mean, Jesus I'm having Christ. A good time.
God, even the dog's bored.
She's always bored. She's old.
Oh, well.
Have the Bulls done anything exciting?
Lonzo's going to be out for, like, fucking half the season, probably.
What?
He just had knee surgery again. So... Who knows what's going to happen there?
What is up with every Bulls point guard just knees going to shit?
I don't know.
Is it because they're on him too much?
I feel like the last consistently healthy Bulls point guard was Kirk Heinrich.
It's because Kurt Heinrich is a fucking beast.
Yeah, and then they had Derrick Rose, and he was healthy until the ACL tear and all that.
And how, like, he got fucked over by a doctor and all that good shit. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you had Chris Dunn, who came in and was fucking injured all the time. And who did they have between Chris Dunn and him? Oh, Coby White. Coby White was healthy.
Yeah.
But Coby White also, they didn't have the patience to let him develop, so.
Where's he at now?
He's still in Chicago. They're just playing him at the two now, off the bench. Yeah, occasionally he might play the point. I mean, I had high hopes for that kid. I still do.
But I remember.
They act like he's just a shooter. I think he can do other things. He's quick. He's got some handles. He can attack the brim. I mean, really. He's 6'5". And play the point guard. I mean, he's a perfect modern-day point guard.
Yeah.
Do you want?
Yeah. He's got stroke. Does he play defense?
He can. He can play defense. He's not Lonzo Ball good on defense, but he can hold his own, I think, when he wants to. I think with Lonzo, I mean, you're better off with him when he's healthy.
Oh, 100%.
He can play make and he can shoot and he can play defense. Do all the little things, too. But man, he just can't seem to stay healthy, it seems like.
Yeah, but Lonzo's developed well as one of the best, like, well-rounded point guards in the league.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's worth the money when he's healthy. When he's not, it's like, man, this sucks.
Like, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty much every professional athlete. Look at the fucking Cowboys. Wrecked.
Man, fuck the Cowboys.
Fuck the Cowboys.
I mean,
Dak Prescott, sleep number bed, but broke his hand.
His career's over, let's be real. I think Cooper Rush is going to replace him. I mean, fuck. That generic-ass name, Cooper Rush. Jesus Christ, that seems like something Madden would randomly come up with. Like, oh.
Yeah, that's what they would name your halfback in, like, the high school years.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, Cooper Rush. Oh, that was creative.
And he rushes yards. Oh, wow.
Wow.
Big brains.
Yeah. But yeah. What was there anything else that happened in the NFL that's worth a shit? That
I personally don't really give a fuck about football.
I care to a degree. Like, I'm not gonna watch the fucking games.
Yeah.
But
if someone gets caught for a sex scandal or a rape or something, hilarious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll tune in for that. Yeah.
Yeah, every time you just like watch someone's life burn, just like
how. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The bed you made. Now lie in it, you whore.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I have a Deshaun Watson jersey.
That's exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. I bought it after the trial, which is mad weird.
They were on sale. It was hella cheap, too.
Yeah, dude. I got it on sale. That's how cheap I am. If I like a player, I have to wait for him to get trouble for rape so I can get it for cheap.
Weird how Kobe jerseys never went down.
It's because they didn't care, you know? They didn't care they did it.
Facts.
He did it in a city nobody gives a fuck about, Denver. You know?
You're not wrong.
He used the classic excuse of, I was cold and looking for warmth.
So he hauled her out like a tauntaun, and he was Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, sliced her right open with his his lightsaber, his 9-inch lightsaber.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
His lightsaber?
Yeah. Ironically, he went out the same way Darth Vader did. On fire.
On fire, surrounded by kids. The younglings, too, they, too, were slain in the great Order 66 helicopter crash of the Black Mamba.
He did Anakin's whole, like, whole thing in that last movie in, like,
he lived his whole
5 seconds.
5 minutes from takeoff to land. Well, crash land. He lived Anakin Skywalker's whole character development arc.
You think he's actually dead?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
100%.
Are you positive?
Pretty sure, yeah.
Wow.
Why?
I don't know.
Do you have some gay retard theory that...
I don't remember...
He jumped out to the last second. He's living in the mountains around L.A.
I remember somebody mentioning something about that at some point. Like, oh, Kobe Bryant's not dead. This is a conspiracy theory.
I mean, I'm sure. There's people who think like every Cuba celebrity with Tupac. Who's died is alive.
Yeah. Which is, yeah, crazy and probably not correct at all.
Yeah, there's people who are like, yeah, Mac Miller, Little Peep, Juice WRLD, they're all alive.
Mac Miller's not dead. He's not.
Proof.
You want me to prove it?
What you got?
You want me to prove it?
Yeah.
Okay, go to Spotify, right? And look at his latest album. Right? I think it's from 2020 or 22, maybe. It's recent as fuck. The man's been dead for since 2018.
Yeah.
Those are some ghost tracks, man. Or he's still alive.
I don't know. They're still making...
Actually, I think what it is he had a bunch of shit already saved up.
I mean, yeah.
And they're just slowly releasing it.
Because now there's no one to say no. It's just a record label releasing stuff whenever they want money.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because so many rappers and shit... And other artists like that, they have so many songs that will never see the light of day because a record label doesn't think it fits
the
demographic or some dumb bullshit.
Yeah.
Or some deal doesn't go through, and then once they die, they're like, oh, I don't actually give a fuck anymore, and just send it out anyway.
Yeah. Fucked up. Yeah.
Anything for a buck, right?
Yeah, anything for a buck. I'm trying to think what else we could talk about. This has been kind of a slow week. Anything going on with you?
I started a new work schedule, which should be pretty cool, I guess. It's all 12s, but I'll have actual days off throughout the week instead of just working like six.
So, how many days a week are you working?
Like 3 and then 4.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, and then it like flip-flops.
That's not bad. Not bad at all.
No.
Yeah. Still working in the factory. Living that dream.
Oh, yeah.
Or that nightmare.
Nightmare.
Yeah. Well, if you want a new job, my work is now hiring. They're going to be looking somebody to replace me.
So I don't want to pay cut. Moving on up.
Really? You don't want to work for slave wages?
No, not at all. Not even remotely.
You and most Americans.
And apparently that makes us assholes for wanting to be paid a wage that we can live on. Yeah,
that shit's so annoying. Oh, my God. And
then they have the
audacity to be like, well, why can't we keep anybody?
It's so hard to... We have such a high turnover rate, no one wants to work anymore.
Yeah, everybody's just being lazy. It's like, no, you're not paying well enough.
And we've all lost vision of the American dream of work to death so you can buy to death, so you can die in debt and never actually get anywhere in life. Just horizontal movement of just a constant never-ending cycle of debt.
Yeah.
Or you raise up kids to do the same fucking things to keep the cycle going. And more people keep making more and more money for no fucking reason at all other than their great-great-great-granddad fucked a whole bunch of people over.
Yeah. I mean, it's a constant cycle, it seems like.
Yep. And then anyone who actually wants to change shit gets fucking domed. JFK, shot. MLK, shot. Lincoln,
they didn't
shot.
Kill JFK. They had a magic bullet. The shooter did. It boomeranged back. Yeah. Back into the left.
Nice.
Back into the left. I'm obviously being
Malcolm
sarcastic.
X shot. Mr. Hoover put him in prison for the rest of his fucking life because if they killed him, he would just be another symbol. That's even more fucked up.
I just want to point out something real quick. Not related to this subject. Mick is getting a whoop.
Why?
I have a whoop.
Yeah, I still haven't ordered mine.
Get on our level, pussy. Only thing I don't like is you do have to go on like the app on your phone and like do like doing a workout and then like hit a button. And okay. Then you go and work out and it just kind of calculates it all. The strain you put in on it.
Neato.
Yeah.
I'll take both you on, 2v1, boxing, kickboxing, whatever you want.
That's fine, dude. I'm not training to be a fighter.
Okay, well then what do you want?
I'm just training to get big. That's all I'm trying to do.
Why do you want to be big?
I want to get big and buff. You know?
So you look good for other dudes?
As one of my heroes says, what is it?
You got it, keep going.
Hold up. I can't remember it. Oh, fuck.
Who is it?
It's Robert Frank.
I don't even know who the
fuck.
Fuck,
what is it? It's,
Who the fuck is Robert Frank?
I can't remember. You haven't seen his videos?
Is it, like, the really big, muscular guy who always, like, scream talks and then ends up laughing?
Yeah. My favorite one is, like, some dude just hit me up and said his girlfriend broke his heart. So I'm going to give you a moment of silence. And then he just starts laughing his ass off.
Get in the fucking gym, pussy.
Get in the gym. Get Jack Tan juicy as fuck.
If you want to give her cream pies, you must work on your thighs. Come on, you got one.
I can't remember any of... He's got so much shit, I can't remember any of them. God, the ones he's been putting on YouTube are hilarious, because it's like him doing, like, some kind of equipment, right?
If you have swole pecs, she'll let you come on her chest.
He'll say some shit like that, but he'll be like, on Monday we do chest. Because if you want to be in the back of her Ferrari, giving her your Anatari... And then he'll start, like, laughing because it's funny. Mm. And then he'll be like, your chest better be swole. Like,
you best
it's
be
just,
fucking swole.
It's just funny seeing him break character for a split second.
Yeah.
Because he knows it's ridiculous. And then the best part is, like, the fucking dipshits on the internet that are like, you're breaking character. It's not funny when you break character.
Those like, people can suck a dick.
It's the same jerk-off wrestling fans that fucking irritate the fuck out of me because they take shit way too fucking seriously. Bunch of dorks.
They take pretty much action plays too seriously. Hilarious.
I mean, dear God, what's next? You gonna go bitch at Marvel? Like, Spider-Man wasn't done accurately enough. Compared to the comic books. Shut up, you virgin.
It's a different universe, virgin.
I mean, you fucking pussy-ass bitch. Jesus Christ.
It's a different story, you fucking idiot.
Besides that, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, you and your sad ass in your mom's basement? Jerking your tiny little dick to pictures of fucking whatever the fuck the redhead is in those movies?
I don't even know.
Not the chick, Chris Hemsworth.
Oh. Nice.
You know?
He's redheaded?
I don't know. These fucktards don't know.
Okay, I mean, you're right. Yeah, they don't know what the internet is. They've never seen a Marvel movie.
No, they've seen a Marvel movie. They don't know what a redheaded woman looks like because they've never seen a woman to begin with.
Got him.
I want to hand them a pad of paper and a pen and go, draw me a pussy. You know? Draw me a pussy.
And just watch it, how many of them just, like,
draw. They draw just a circle. Like... Is it something like this?
Or draw a straight line.
It's more of an oval shape, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, way to go, Dalton. Way to let the cat out of the bag that you've seen a vagina in your life. Oh, no.
I've watched porn.
I know what pussies look like.
I'm subscribed to Todd's OnlyFans. I've seen his vagina.
You've seen this fat bussy.
Todd has a ball sack, a dick, and a vagina all in one.
Yeah, the balls are at the bottom.
He actually shits out of his vagina. It's kind of weird and
my
gross.
My dick is a clit.
Huh?
My dick is the clit.
Yeah, your dick is the clit. Congratulations. So, okay, first time you found the clit, right? How long did it take you to find it?
Loaded question? What do you mean? Like,
okay, did you know where it was the first time you saw a vagina?
Oh, no, like my second sexual partner, we explored quite a bit with, so like I learned anatomy pretty well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like they don't teach you that in health class.
No, I didn't take health class until like my junior year. It was hella awkward.
Wow.
I was in there with like freshmen.
You're at the point where like you could teach the freshmen about this shit? Like,
yeah. Yeah.
All right. You really want to please her.
Now what you're going to want to do? Now, based on her reactions, there's one of two methods. There's the fat tongue all the way from the bottom of where the hole starts all the way to where like the top of the slit goes. Now, if she responds well to that, stick with that. Don't change up. Now, the other motion is fast little circles, but gentle at first, and it's progressively getting more and more pressureful as she responds to your engagements, you know.
My favorite thing to do is get a boxing glove and just punch her in the pussy as many times as you can.
Oh, dude, have you ever done a Pikachu? You know what I'm talking about? You're fucking her right in the butt, and then right before you nut, you fucking taser in the back of the head, scream Pikachu, pull out, prolapse her anus, and it looks like a Pikachu tail.
I want to just remind people that this is not a kids program. And if you're under the age of 18, you heard some shit today.
Don't say nothing. Don't be a bitch.
Just close the browser and act like nothing happened.
Close this browser and go to browsers. You know what I'm saying?
Todd. We're not suggesting you do that for legal purposes, but give it a goog. You know, give it a goog.
If Brazzers wants to support us, I will 100% say whatever you want me to say.
I'm okay with it. I'm a bitch for money.
Right?
Yeah.
I'll say whatever you want for money. I don't give a fuck.
I'm a bitch for money and slightly okay vagina, apparently. Could you speak more into the microphone, by the way?
I have a kitty on me. Okay. Directed more into my mouth. Is that better, sire?
Yes. Yes, it is. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, that's wonderful. I'm.
Thank you, peasant, for listening.
Hey,
you
I'm
salt
just
of the earth, motherfucker.
Exactly. I get the work done around here.
You get all the work around here done.
Yep. I do everything. Yeah. Yep. Every single ounce of this.
All you do is pay for the place for us to do the podcast, which is a huge feat. I will give you that.
I literally just show up and be drunk. Well, I wake up and be drunk.
Yeah.
That's what I've been doing for like the last month. It's been going
pretty much, now. Yeah. This is what happy Todd looks like, apparently. It's not much different than sad Todd. Sad Todd's just a lot more angry.
Yeah, this is more tolerable, though. I feel like I'm a better person.
Yeah. You're in a good place. I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
You know, I think there's a lot of good things going on in your life. And I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
But at the same time.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
Respectfully, eat a dick.
Respectfully. Eat a dick.
Now mind you, respectfully.
Go fuck yourself.
You're the worst. Yeah, I don't know. I've been trying to work a lot on myself a lot more.
Yeah. That's definitely the way to go, is work on yourself.
As a mental aspect more than just like physical, I have been doing for a while.
Yeah.
Because I needed to make changes, but
yeah. One big thing that I've been told is like, Do you have a lot of negative thoughts, right? So when you have these negative thoughts, and I'm taking this from Cody, but I'm gonna say it. When you have those negative thoughts, don't criticize yourself for it or belittle yourself for it. Just acknowledge it.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, oh, I was negative. Okay, move on. You know, because then you're not beating yourself over being negative and then being more negative. You're just recognizing that you were being negative. I mean,
yeah.
I don't think everybody's negative all the time or always positive all the time. I think we all have our moments.
Yeah, there's ups and downs, yeah. As life should be.
Yeah.
It can't just be up all the time because, like, what the fuck's the point then?
Yeah. Except for women. They're brainless animals and they don't have any thoughts in their heads. They're dumber than a box of rocks, actually.
They're just soulless sex objects.
They're not even that. Oh my God. They're not even that.
Oh, yeah, Dalton doesn't even have sex. You're right.
No, I don't even have sex anymore.
You're right. You're right.
You know when the last time I had sex was?
When, buddy?
Never. I've never had sex. You know why? Because I'm pure.
Because women are disgusting.
Because I'm better than you.
When's the last time I had sex, you might ask yourself, Dalton?
I'm straight-edge sex, okay? Can that be that's my new identity. I'm straight edge sex. Sex straight edge or whatever the fuck you want to say.
Okay, buddy. All right.
I look at a vagina, I puke.
I don't think that's straight edge, you know what I'm saying?
Oh my God. I think that's just being maybe a little in the closet. You get my hint here.
Bro,
I'm not gay. That's not the hint.
My girl called me gay earlier for calling Cody daddy in the group chat.
Yeah.
Fucking hating bitch.
Wow. Well, is she wrong? That is a little gay to do.
I mean, you're not wrong.
But, you know.
I can't let her have it.
Hey, that's how we've always been, you know? You gotta be gay with the homies, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Why would I be straight with someone that? I know as the homies.
Yeah.
What's the point then? I can't just look at my friend deep in his soul and tell him he looks submissive and breedable today. Into the windows of his soul and tell him he looks like he has a fat cock today.
Bro, your ass in those pants looks fat as fuck. I'll tell you what, bro.
Bro, that ass has me bussin'. That ass ain't even bussing. It has me bussing, bro.
I mean, holy shit.
This is why I grab dick on the court, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not sexual assault if you're friends.
Who's got the biggest dick, Todd, in your research?
Aaron's got a disgusting meat hammer.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, that doesn't surprise me.
Right? He's short, got disgusting bear paw hands, way too big of feet. Of course he has a fat cock.
And the motherfucker's strong, too. I mean, shit.
Yes.
God damn.
5'8" of just shit-eating dick.
I mean, I think the first time I met him, I was like, does he do construction or something?
I mean, he did, like, all of last year.
That would make sense.
He's always been that big, fam.
Really? He's just always been that strong?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess just some people are built that way.
Yeah.
I mean, holy fuck.
He's always been a real strong guy.
Yeah. I think he could definitely, like, do some, like, strongman shit.
And his joints are shit.
You know what I mean? Yeah. There's ways to build up your joints, though. At least, like, the muscles around it where it's a little bit more... durable.
Yeah, a lot to do with like stretching and gaining flexibility because flexibility enables you to not get injured as much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Which is why I'm such a big proponent of the homie stretching.
I am anti-stretching.
That's retarded.
I don't do stretching enough. I'm not anti-stretching. I'm just too lazy to do it. And I just don't do it. I go into the gym... and this is what I do in the gym, okay?
You just raw dog it. You don't even have a warm-up set.
I get off work, right? It is half an hour from my work to the gym, right? I blast some angry fucking music, okay?
You also don't take pre-workout, which amazes
me. No. I have been this past week. Yeah, it's been a game
it's
changer.
It's fire, right?
Yeah.
I feel just so good.
Dude, I drank some on the way here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I drink it every day. Like, when we go to play basketball, every time. Anytime I go do anything active, usually I'm drinking pre-workout.
Yeah, it really fires you up.
Or going to get pictures taken. Yeah, I'll drink pre-workout, get my veins popping.
Yeah. Get you going. What was it? I'll get in the car. I'll be driving. I'll play some, like, angry music. Like, recently it's been, like, Royce da 5'9", maybe Hobson. Something, like, a little angsty and a little angry. Just to kind of get me going a little bit. So, The Way I Am by Eminem, every time, gets me fucking going, dude. I don't know why.
Okay.
I think it's some, like, high school bullshit, but whatever. I'll get to the gym. Walk in. Have an earbud in. Or maybe two, if I'm feeling it. I usually start out with squats. So I'll do 3 sets of 10 with 245s. And then after that...
Go up and wait.
I've moved up a little bit in weight on squats. I haven't... chest I've been working on. And my arms I've been working on. The ones that I know you and Al were like, I don't know if you should be doing that, blah, 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 blah. The curls or whatever I'm doing. Or not curls,
where it's
but
not
the
like
pull-ups.
An actual exercise. It's like you're just fucking tearing out your shoulders and shit. Yeah.
Dude, it's actually doing something.
Just do a fucking bent over row like a fucking adult.
I don't know, dude.
Just do a standing row. You can do that too for your upper back. That's pretty much the same thing. It's just not a fucking retard reverse grip where you're gaining a fucking an imbalance on purpose. That's retarded.
I don't know. I switch it up. I do 5 of them each side twice, and I feel a lot stronger doing it. I'll do that and then maybe some deadlifts, and then I'll get into like maybe
but how much
curl bar, some dumbbells exercises.
Push yourself harder.
Right?
Go up and weight more. You got it. You're strong enough.
The thing I've seen, I follow a couple like Instagram pages. This guy was talking about like if you want to build muscle and you want to move up in weight, the best way to do it is do 3 sets, right? And your goal is to do 3 sets of 10, right? Let's say. Put as much weight as you can handle on there. And do maybe the first one you do 8, right? Like, fuck, I didn't get the 10. Take a minute. Do another set. You got 6, right? Next one, you get 8 again, right? Do that until you can do 3 sets of 10. And then move up in weight.
Okay, yeah.
So that's what I've been trying to do. And that's more of like a recent thing that I've figured out. It's just, yeah, it's the squats. I definitely can move up in weight. I know that.
Yeah. Squats is one of the scary things to move up though. I will admit that.
Yeah.
When it's too much, I always dump it like a fucking dumb fuck and don't just like let it roll off my back.
Yeah.
I like roll it forward and do a lawn chair position.
Yeah.
Really, really great for your spine.
Yeah. Deadlifts, I've been fine on those.
I fucking love deadlifting.
Yeah. I originally thought like deadlifts were stupid, but I've came around to it.
I mean, like the risk to reward ratio is not very good. It's not a very good exercise, but it just feels great.
Yeah.
Just cause big weight, big move.
I don't do them every night. No, I do squats and I do the arm presses every night. The other thing is kettlebells. I do that. I try to do that at least twice a week, dude.
Kettlebells are nice.
I
you can do so much with them too.
Oh my god, the program I'm on with those right now, dude, like, it really does something. My whole body, like, you get done with a kettlebell workout, your whole body feels it. Your legs, your back, your arms, your shoulders. I mean, really, it's good. I highly recommend kettlebells.
Indeed, indeed.
I know Al's been on my ass about getting something written up and doing like a program and stuff. Do you do that?
No.
No?
Well, I mean, like, it depends. Because, like, most of the time when I do go to the gym, I go and do, like, a block of, like, the fuckboy exercises, like back and bicep, chest or tricep, fucking legs I do in one day.
Yeah.
But I always either do a push, pull, and then legs. And sometimes I'll throw in legs on a push and pull day just for funsies.
Yeah. I do. I feel like I tried to do one of those paper things, dude, and I, like, my like learning disability kicked in and I couldn't fucking do it. I'm like, this is too much. This is paperwork. This is not what I signed up for to go to the gym.
Immediately starts sweating and just, I wasn't expecting.
I was
test anxiety.
I went into the gym in a good mood. And I literally, like, 5 minutes into trying to figure out how to do this shit, I'm like, yo, fuck it.
I get that, yeah. Like, I try to do at least 3 or 4 exercises per muscle group.
Yeah. And, I mean, I've been on that shit you gave me. I went and got another bottle of it. I've been taking that daily. Been taking the creatine.
Good
shit.
When
so,
are you taking the creatine?
Huh?
When are you taking the creatine?
I'm taking 3 in the morning, 3 in the afternoon. Or 3 at night.
3 grams?
It's like 3 pills of it. It's the suggested amount that's on the bottle.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. If I take my pre-workout, like, I probably won't take it tonight.
Take it with your pre-workout.
Because the pre-workout I'm taking has creatine in it.
What are you drinking for pre-workout?
It's like muscle builder or something. Some shit I got at Walmart.
If you buy anything from Walmart, just buy, like, the C4 shit. C4 is pretty good. Anytime a pre-workout has creatine in it, I'm always sketched out that it's never actually the right amounts.
Hmm.
Granted, it could be, and I'm just a superstitious retard, but I don't know. I like to take the creatine with the pre-workout.
Yeah.
Just because, like, it does increase the amount you can work out, increases the amount of water your muscles can absorb and use.
Yeah.
Which is nice for working out, indeed. Helps you look fuller. Gets the veins popping more, you know?
Yeah. Which I feel like I'm losing weight. I feel like I look better. But, like, I'm also still kind of fat. So, like, it's not as noticeable to people.
Yeah, well, being a bigger guy packing on muscle, you're not going to, like, lose size. You're just going to slowly replace the fat with muscle.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is what I want to do. I don't want to be a super skinny guy.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to, like, you see them all the time, like the fucking track runners and shit. Like,
yeah.
The cross-country dudes, like, the skinny-ass legs, little arms, it's like, eh, that's a tough look. I don't want to look like I just got out of fucking Auschwitz. You know what I mean? Like, Jesus Christ.
I want to look like I can afford to eat.
Yeah, I want to look like I can afford to eat and, like, I feel good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not fucking dying.
Yes. Which, I've had a big issue packing on weight just because, like, I forget to eat so often.
What do you eat?
Typically I cook, like, chicken, eggs, potatoes.
Yeah.
Or some other meat, potatoes, mac and cheese.
Chicken's very lean.
Yeah.
And I feel like for you, it doesn't make as much sense. Where, like, I think, like, steak or something might benefit you more.
Yeah.
Just because it's higher in fat.
Probably, but expensive.
Yeah.
Where I can get like a whole 4-pack of chicken titties, I can buy 1.5 steaks. Because steaks I'm kind of picky on. I really only like ribeyes.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not real picky on when it comes to beef. I feel like as far as steaks go.
You're not picky when it comes to beef. What you want then? What up?
I'm... Oh, okay. All right. We're doing this? Are we fucking doing this, Todd?
What kind of fake
beef
you want?
Fucking doing this?
I fucked your mom.
I fucked your sister.
Good. I'm glad someone did, finally.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I... Which one?
Both of them. At the same time.
Hilarious. I have
three,
you dumb fuck.
Huh?
I have three, you dumb fuck.
Well, I fucked all three of them at the same time.
You didn't know that.
I have three penises.
Wow.
Three penises.
Wow, you aren't even a shark. You just...
Triple dick. They call me triple dick.
Out here tri-dicking.
Triple dick.
You've heard of tri-gun. Bash the stampede. Now we got, fat the dick peed. I don't know. I tried to do something.
You tried to rap again.
No, I tried to come up with a little rhyme with bash the stampede.
You know what? Play a beat. Let's do this. Michael's got us. Don't worry, his snoring's the beat. I wonder if it's going to pick that up.
It'd be really funny.
Oh, my God.
The whole time you just hear someone softly snoring in the back.
Yeah. I can hear it all the way over here. It's definitely picking up on your microphone.
Yeah, he snores loud. It do be like that.
It's all good.
Our live studio audience
Yeah. Of
the cat, the dog, and Michael's unconscious body.
Yeah.
Oh, semi-conscious. He's wiggling.
There's movement. Ladies and gentlemen, there's movement.
By George, he's alive.
And he's dead again.
Good. But yeah, no, I haven't really done shit all week.
I've
just worked a lot. I get my niece and nephew tomorrow, which we're playing ball tomorrow if you want to come for that.
What time?
Like 1 when they open. Because I'll have my niece and nephew from like 11 to like 4. Some shit like that.
So your niece and nephew are going to be with you?
Yeah, they're going to be coming with us over there.
Mm, okay. How old are they?
3 and 4.
Holy cow.
Yeah, I will be on hyper alert.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, no, it's... I get so stressed out taking them anywhere. Yeah. I like doing stuff with them. I like hanging out with them.
Yeah.
I'm just so on edge.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I can understand that. Yeah, if I'm up by 1, yeah. Let's do it. I mean, I plan on waking up early tomorrow anyways, just because I have to, you know, fix my whole sleep schedule since I'm going to fucking day shift.
Yeah, I have to fix my sleep schedule too, because now I'm going to be going in early instead of staying over for my 12 hours.
I'm going to be one of those people that wakes up at 5 and is at work by 7.
I'll be getting off work at 7:30.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
That's going to be crazy. I haven't worked day shift in 4 years.
That's fucking wild.
Like, just thinking about it, it's giving me, like, anxiety. Like, holy shit.
This shift's the fucking worst. I hate getting up in the morning.
I hated it for a long time, and I think it's because the job I was doing sucked.
Yeah, fair.
But since it's more money, it's... I'm going to be outside more often. I'm going to be outside most of the time.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it. I can deal with it.
Yeah, it shouldn't be too bad until it gets snowy.
Yeah, and even... I talked to a few guys there, and they were saying, like, it's not so much the snow itself that sucks. It's like the okay, we're here. We plow the snow. We're going to sit around and wait because it's still snowing. So we're going to have to go back out and plow more snow. So, yeah. I guess it's more mind-numbing than anything.
Just a whole bunch of hurry up and wait.
Yeah, so. Which I don't mind that either, honestly.
I fucking hate that on a job.
Yeah.
I get so fucking in my head so quickly.
Yeah.
Or I'll just make myself not have a good day.
Yeah. Well, I feel like like my dad worked construction, right? And I've worked with him before, and like concrete, like you finish the concrete, now you have to wait for it to dry, right? So you're just sitting around just watching concrete dry.
Yeah.
He used to bore me it bores me to tears, but I can understand, like, if you're on a construction site, you know, and you can go smoke a cigarette and just, like, hang out with your buddies. Maybe you have some friends there.
Yeah.
I could see where it could be like, okay. You know?
Indeed, yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah. It also depends on who you work with, too. Yeah. So. Yeah, it's difficult. I feel like I've said way too much in this podcast.
Nah, fuck it. This one's probably going to be a low light for the last couple.
Yeah, this one's not going to be very great.
Not high energy.
This is a very low energy, low impact podcast. We have a few announcements, though, on this podcast, and this is where things get interesting, fellas. We signed a new free agent, okay?
Who we got?
I thought you were going to announce this.
From what world?
Soccer.
We got Neymar.
Hello?
Okay, you know what? That crashed and failed. We're going to cut that. That was a horrible bit that I tried to come up with, and I bailed out halfway through, if I'm being honest.
Yes, and me, you piece of shit.
Jesus Christ. I should have just put it all on you. Just like, go ahead. You got this, Todd.
Where's our boy from? Where's our boy?
This is your moment to shine.
There's a Nigerian guy that works at my job,
mm-hmm.
and he was telling me about when he was a bus driver, and I was like, why does every Nigerian guy have a story about him being a bus driver, and he thought it was the funniest fucking thing on the planet.
Wow.
I'm tapped in.
So he laughed about you being a racist?
It's not even being a racist, it's just like...
No, you're a racist.
Okay. All right.
No, I get what you're saying. You made a cultural reference that he
appreciated.
Yeah. Which is cool. I mean, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, but I'm a racist for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry for knowing stuff.
You've always been a racist.
I mean, fuck.
Todd has always had a problem with Asians.
Yeah.
Specifically ones from, like, the Philippines.
Yeah, they're the worst.
Yeah.
The fucking Mexico of Asia.
Yeah. Those dirty, dirty Asians.
They don't even wear shoes.
Yeah. I think his exact words were, if we could blow up one fucking island, it would be that one. And I'm not even sure the Philippines is an island. I think you might be wrong on that.
It is a collection of islands.
It is a collection of islands? Well, I guess you were right on that then, huh?
Yep. It's the islands of the Philippines. They can fill upon these nuts, if you know what I'm saying. Fuck them all.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you know that you're a total fucking homo?
Fuck.
Yep.
All right. Did you know even with two watches, you still look like the brokest version of Andy Samberg?
I'm sorry. I'm not crying.
Yeah, I hope that hurt, you fucking bitch.
I'm gonna go to the bathroom and cry my eyes out now.
What do you have?
No, I'm
you
kidding.
You got something?
Huh?
You got something? Fire back, pussy. Bust back, pussy.
You look like Yellow Wolf's gay little brother.
You look like if Stan didn't kill himself and the wife. You look like if he went into eating instead of pills.
You look like if Eminem, Yellow Wolf, MGK, and for some reason Joe List had a gay foursome, and then they all decided to group up and adopt a gay little baby, you would be that baby.
All right, that's a long tail to get us there, but all right, okay, all right. With your beard shaved, you look like a chubby Gibby. I fucked it up, a grown-up Gibby.
With your hair slicked back like that, you look like you know a lot about motorcycles, but you don't actually own a motorcycle.
Okay. With your hair spiked up like that, you look like you want to have. You look like you want to look like you just had sex, but you've never actually had sex.
We can make a phone call, and I can prove you wrong on that one.
Do it. Put it on speaker. I don't give a fuck.
It's tempting. It really is.
Go ahead. I'll call the last person I had sex with.
This is an unfair fight. I know this is an unfair fight. This is an unfair fight. She's in the next room, fucker. Yeah. What are you going to do? Hey, come in here.
No, I was going to actually call her because I got this kitty on my chest. I ain't going to get up.
Mine might end up with her never speaking to me again. And you might just get a talking to later. Like.
And I see this as an absolute win.
Yeah, exactly. Of course you fucking do, dickhead. Jesus Christ.
One of my favorite anime started a new season today. Fire. My Hero Academia. It's about high school kids being superheroes.
You know what? I'm taking your bet. I'm going to take your bet.
What are you going to say? You're not even drunk or high. I don't even give a fuck. Do whatever you want.
Yeah, I'm going to call her and we're going to do this.
Yeah, sober as a boner. Calling a lady you've had sex with, what, once?
Hold up. I'm going to message her real quick and make sure that it's okay to call her. We'll give her that respect.
Good, good. Okay. Not just pulling the trigger, just all willy-nilly calling this lady. Did you at least text her like, hey, yo, I got a weird series of questions I got to ask you?
No, I just said, hey, can I call you? That's all I said.
Okay, all right. Okay.
So, it's going to be fine. It'll work. We're just waiting on a response.
What are we at time-wise? I feel like we have not done shit. We're at, like, what, 45 minutes? Is she on a date with her friend?
Probably, if we're being honest.
You got what I need. Would you say he's just a friend? Would you say he's just a friend? No, baby, you.
She's being real fucking lame right now, I'll tell you what.
You got what I need.
What? God damn it, motherfucker. Just listen. You read my message. You understood it, right? You comprehended it. And you respond with, what? And now I have to explain it more. Just roll with the flow here, god damn it. Go with the flow.
That's exactly what sexual harassers say to women.
This is going to make sense in a minute, what I'm about to say, but does it count? Does it really count, me sexually harassing?
Hey, yo.
It'll make sense after I make this phone call, trust me.
Bro.
It'll be worth it. It'll be worth it.
I don't think this is a good idea. Just to be completely frank and honest with you.
No, this is a great idea. This is the best idea I've ever fucking had in my entire life. Okay.
Dalton, you hit me up for Hydras 2 weeks ago. Shut up.
Yeah, and I was in a dark place, okay? I was literally thinking about doing drugs. It was bad. But seriously, you think we can get some drugs?
You literally have a Xanax prescription.
I think I have them out in the... No, they're at home. Fuck.
Abuse them. I don't care. Just be safe and don't die. Hopefully autopilot Dalton's a good guy.
No, he's a raging piece of shit, I'll tell you what. Actually, no, he's more like paranoid, like, I gotta get home safe! A 20 and a 55.
Yeah, that's totally not how you get pulled over. The cops would never suspect a thing.
All right. Well, my plan is falling apart here. I feel like.
You get what you fucking deserve.
But you know what? When in doubt, yeah. Surprise attack, right?
Oh my fucking god. Yeah, hitting her with the fucking Japan special, you know what I'm saying?
When in doubt, surprise attack.
No, we not coming. Show up in Pearl Harbor.
Hello?
Hey! So, my buddy Todd had some questions for you. You want to continue? Go ahead and speak freely, motherfucker.
Did you engage with sexual relations with this man?
What?
Yeah, that sounds like Cody. Did I get him?
It's not Cody though. You're not Cody, right? Right, babe?
No, but whoever that other person is sounds like they have a really small penis.
Why does it sound like Mickey Mouse? Just give me a ho-ho in that voice.
Can you do a ha-ha in that voice? Oh my god. Oh my god. Okay, well, thanks for answering. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm gonna go wreck my car into a curb now.
Was that me? Oh, god damn it! I would have loved to have talked to my boy. Wait, is he gonna be there tomorrow?
Maybe. I don't know.
You fucking bet.
I don't know. He never got back to me about it.
Of course he didn't, but he'll answer a random phone call to be a cuck.
He just randomly hit me up about the whoop watches.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Is it worth it? Blah, blah, blah.
So, the last person you had sex with was a guy. Good to know.
No. I'm just a pussy and wasn't willing to call her.
I'm honestly, I'm fucking glad.
Yeah, because I know that would probably be a horrible idea. But I'm also a slave for the content, so.
For the bit, the Mick cameo was funny.
The bit, it's almost tempting to just, like, maybe not the one that I recently did it with, but, like, the one before.
No, let's take this whole shit mobile, go wake up my girlfriend and just...
Do you fucking mind?
Not the red button, bud.
But yeah. So, I did it. You've got to do it now.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike. I knew they were gay.
Oh, god damn. Fuck you, Dalton.
That was like the worst female impression I think I've ever heard in my entire life.
It literally sounded like Mickey Mouse.
It was so bad. Oh, god damn it.
Yeah, I totally sucked his dick.
I think I would have been better off calling an actual woman. But I'm like, I don't have any woman that would just be like down to be like, yeah, sure, I'll say some crazy shit.
What do you mean? We dropped one earlier in this podcast.
Huh?
Monique would totally be down to just say some wild shit.
Yeah, but you would immediately recognize Monique's voice. That's the flaw in that plan.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Yeah, you'd be like, that's Monique. Shut the fuck up.
You didn't tickle this man's pickle. Don't you lie to me. Don't do that. Don't give me hope.
I don't think she would even lie about that. I think she'd be like, no.
Oh. I mean, if we told her to, maybe she would. We asked nicely. It is taking you approximately 2 minutes to put out one cigarette. Are you fucking good?
I'm messing with the ashes because I'm retarded, okay? My OCD kicked in. It was like, it all has to be in the middle and clean.
Bro, you should have seen me open this fucking pizza earlier I ordered. They cut this bitch into way too many goddamn slices, and it wasn't even even.
Is the pizza still...
It's on the table right now, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is. Holy shit, I forgot about it.
Yeah.
God.
Anyway, so it just, like, physically hurt me to look at.
Yeah.
Mentally strained me.
Yeah.
It was...
Scream like a little girl?
No. I had said... Why are there so many fucking slices? And looked out the window with my hand on my nose, the bridge of my nose, because like I was just,
wow,
so just irritated.
So in the grand scheme of things, though, really dumb thing to get upset about, right?
Yeah,
we can agree about that.
Yeah.
Also, why are there so many fucking slices?
Right. I mean, right.
Jesus Christ!
You don't need to cut it 36 motherfucking times, dude.
Jeez. You know what? I'm thinking full send.
Stop.
No. This is for the bit.
Okay.
It's for the bit, right?
Do it. Call this lady you haven't talked to in years.
Call somebody I haven't talked to in years?
Isn't that the one you're calling?
Well, let me see if I have one that I haven't talked to in years.
Do you have more sexual partners than I'm aware of, Sonny?
I don't think I have that one's number. You said that, and I thought like maybe somebody I'd talked to in the past. Like, this might be interesting.
Yeah, let's call the ex that cheated on you.
Huh?
Let's call the ex that cheated on you. Just call her a bitch, and then hang up real quick.
Hold up, let me find it. Oh, here we go. I don't know if this bitch will answer. God, she's not answering. What the fuck?
Hello?
Wow. You do sound like a man.
Yeah, that's not what you said when his titties were in your mouth.
Okay, I'm hanging up.
That is going to sound horrendous on the audio.
I hope it does.
Oh my god.
Physically hurts you.
That is going to get cut. Oh my god. Yeah, I immediately the second you start talking to the microphone and the phone, I was like, this is a bad idea. This is a really bad idea. This is what we've devolved to, me calling random people.
So did you watch Schultz's special on YouTube?
Yes, I did. Did you watch it?
I watched it again, yes. I showed it to Michael, yes.
Hmm. Nice.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Second time around, still good. Still yeah. good. Still funny.
The part about, like, if you had to save your mom, you either have to make Ted come or Becky come. Yes. And then he starts, like, stretching his jaw. I was like, oh, my God.
Light work. Ted is light work. Verbatim.
Because you know Becky's going to be like, well, I just think you're trying to save your mom.
I feel like you're only doing this to try to save your mom.
Yeah.
Yes. Becky, shut up. This ain't about you, Bex.
Why not?
Mackenzie Dern returning for the first time after having her. You look like a guy that constantly smells of cigarettes.
Now I'm terrified of this idea.
And stale weed, even though you don't smoke. You look like you're gonna pledge a frat, but also get way too into the hazing whenever they spank you. I will sex choke you with my legs. Don't you stand up. Yeah, that's right. Go get some fucking pizza, you little bitch. Daddy spent good money on this pizza. You best enjoy it.
Quick, while his ass is exposed.
Made me sad. Now I'm hungry. I'm gonna name this one pizza E, and the other one T. I'll let you put those together, Todd.
ET phone home?
No. They're names.
Wow. Wow. You're just lip smacking.
I feel like I hurt you, Todd. I'm sorry.
No, I hurt myself. It's fine.
No, I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. Hope be careful.
No, I'm sorry.
Dude, shut the fuck up. We're not going to do this where you just keep saying I'm sorry to the microphone. Fuck yourself.
I'm sorry. Good morning, princess.
Quick, while his mouth's open.
Okay, well, have you ran out of steam?
I feel like I've ran out of steam. I don't know about you. I know you're tired.
We can.
If you want to go ahead and close this shit out.
This has been episode 37, right?
Mm-hmm.
37. Going back door, if anyone suffered through this with us, thank you. We'll do better next week. I will actually sleep. Actually, fuck, no, I won't. Oof.
Yeah, and we love you and all that other shit.
Yeah, we love you. Fuck yourself. Suck a dick. Tell your mom you love her.
Yep.
Respectfully kill yourself.
Kill yourself.
Hey.
Couldn't have to go back door. This will be the end of the episode. Hardware, we cut ways and such. Dalton Todd are extremely gay. Amen. God bless.